Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Help Desk. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Yeah,
Do I have Mr. Ortiz on the line?
yes.
Hello, Raul. How are you? My name again is Randy Reese. I'm on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with this, Raul?
No.
Okay, and I do need to ask it one more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this specific matter or signed documents? That's the most important thing with any other law firm. Is that a yes? You've not done that?
Yes, I haven't.
Okay. Sir, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
You're breaking up. Can you repeat that one more time?
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, let me do this. 661-941-6491.
Correct.
Okay. Sometimes on these transfer calls it's hard to hear, and I don't know how you're doing, but I'm in Irvine. Well, I can continue if you'd like, but the other thing I can offer to do is call you right back on my desk phone, which is a 949 area code. Which would you prefer?
I can hear you on this one right good right now.
Okay, let's keep going then, okay? And if we need to, we can do that. But what
Yeah.
I'm doing, I'm sending you a text message. That's me. Okay, you just got it. Okay.
Okay.
Good deal. Now, do you happen to know, Mr. Ortiz, what the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with? Was it like B cell lymphoma? Do you know?
Yes, it was a B cell
And it was lymphoma,
large.
not leukemia?
No, it was lymphoma.
Thank you, sir. I'm so sorry. It's nasty. Have you, is that the only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis you got was just that lymphoma, or was that the only, did you get another one?
Just that one.
That's plenty, right?
Yeah, stage one, so I'm
Okay.
good.
Right on. Okay, so you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Now, were you diagnosed between 2005 and present?
Yes.
When were you diagnosed? Do you know the date?
The date that I was diagnosed?
Yeah, what day were you diagnosed?
It was April 12th, 2019.
Oh, it hasn't even been that long. Oh, four.
Yeah. I was 31 when I was diagnosed.
Was right before COVID, too. Did you
Yeah.
spray it at home, work, or both?
Home.
Okay. Most people are home. That's, yeah. And are you still at the same address where you used it? But actually what the question is can you give me the address where you used it?
It's 44317 Cedar Avenue, Lancaster, California, 93534.
Give me the zip again, 93534, is that it?
Yes.
Wow, I'm amazed I got that. 44317 Cedar in Lancaster, California, 93534.
Correct.
Okay. I actually lived in Victorville for a time, kind of down the street from you.
Okay,
Along.
so you're in Orange County?
Yeah, we're in Irvine, correct.
Yeah, I'm from Orange County.
Okay, whereabouts?
Banana,
Okay,
Irvine.
right up the street. Actually, the other side of the
Yeah, right there
freeway.
by
Oh, okay.
Maple.
Oh, yeah. So, but then you moved up there, got a big
Yeah.
house, right?
Nah, I got kids over here.
I know
I
how
wish I
that.
had big yeah.
That's why I moved out too. I don't live in Orange County anymore, but I work here. But the same reason, it's kind of hard to afford something down here, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Hey, so listen, I did text you my number. If you know anybody else, friends, neighbors, colleagues, anybody that wants to talk to me about this, please give them my number. And sorry
Okay.
about that. I got a little off. Thank you. I got a little off track. Sorry about that. But I noticed that you weren't too
It's
far from us, right? Now, when you got diagnosed, were you between the age of 18 and 79?
all right. 31. So.
I know you said that, but I have to ask the way the questions are written, so thank you.
Okay.
So right, some of it might seem a little redundant, but it is. But sorry, I have to do it their way. Okay. Now, I don't need it for this phone call, sir, but do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, How many years do you think you used Roundup?
11.
Perfect. Okay. And during that 11 years, did you spray it not consecutively, but for a total of more than 10 days?
Yes.
Okay. Are we talking on a cell phone?
Yeah, my cell phone.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to go down a list of illnesses. All I need to tell you is yes or no if you've ever had them, okay? Okay. So I'll start with HIV/AIDS.
No.
Organ transplant.
No.
Hepatitis B.
No.
Autoimmune disease.
No.
Epstein-Barr.
No.
Hepatitis C.
No.
Lupus.
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
And diabetes mellitus?
No.
And this one is a little different. Have you ever had any chemotherapy other than anything that was diagnosed for your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? In other words, have you ever had chemo for anything else?
No, I haven't.
And to your knowledge, do you have any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Thank you for all that. Now, the next section, we're talking about the main injury that we're talking about is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I just put NHL. That's the accepted abbreviation. Now, is Raul Ortiz, is that your legal name?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And I have R-A-U-L and then O-R-T-I-Z. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there any suffix to that name, junior, senior, or anything like that?
No.
And please confirm your gender for me, sir.
My what?
Your gender.
Oh, male?
Thank you. I told you I have to ask, okay? So,
okay.
Mr. Ortiz, are you married?
No, single.
Perfect. And can I get your social security number, please? This is for the claim.
Yes, 612-10-5960.
Thank you. And what's your date of birth?
March 1888.
March 18th, 1988, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, this next question, sir, there's no right or wrong answer. And it could be the ad that you saw maybe on Facebook or social media or even TV. How did you first learn about a connection between Roundup and the cancer that you have?
Okay, repeat that question one more time.
Well, let me just give you the background again. There's no right or wrong answer. And so what I'm asking is, how did you learn about Roundup and its association with cancer? Was it TV, radio?
I saw a commercial on TV.
There you go. Okay. And when did you see that TV commercial and think, hey, man, that might have something to do with me? And there's no right or wrong answer. It could have been a year ago. It could have been yesterday. There's no right or wrong answer. Just approximately.
It was like 2 years, 3 years from there.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so it's 2024. I'll put 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. How tall are you?
5'6". I'm short.
So am I, dude. I'm not much taller, trust me. Okay, so for whatever it's worth. Hang on, let me get that. And 6. And how much do you weigh?
Like 170.
Okay. We almost could be brothers, trust me. Okay, now, what's your best email? Exactly. What's your best email?
It's salvador.ortiz6661@gmail.com.
Did you say Salvador?
Yes. That Ortiz.
Six six one. Yeah.
Three sixes.
Okay. At?
At Gmail.
Thank you. All right. So I have Salvador. Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, 6661@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, perfect. And then I have your phone number, 661-941-6491. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to receive messages via phone, text, or email?
Both.
Okay, cool. And what's the best time of day to get a hold of you, sir?
In the mornings.
Gotcha. And now, how many times a year do you think you used Roundup? Or how many times per month and then per year? We'll multiply it. Now, keep in mind, you're in California, so we kind of have a little bit warmer weather than most places. So?
I used to use it like 2 or 3 times a month.
Okay. And do you use it year-round or seasonally?
Year-round.
Okay. So we'll put 3 times a month. And now, had you used Roundup for at least a year before you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately, just your best guess, when do you think you started using Roundup?
Can you repeat it one more time?
I said, to your best guess, when do you think you started using Roundup?
It was like on August 10, 2008.
Perfect. And did you use it, stop using it when you got your diagnosis around the 19th, 2019? I'm sorry. Is that when you stopped using it?
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah.
2019. Thank you. So I put your diagnosis date of 4/12/2019. That's pretty much when you found out and said, hey, I'm not using this stuff anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the answer everybody gives me, to be honest with you. Okay. And you already told me that you applied yearly. Now, did you use a hand spray or a backpack? How did you apply it?
A spray bottle.
Yep. Did you use the premix or the concentrate?
It depends what was available at the store, you know.
Okay. Did you wear any protective gear when you applied Roundup?
Yes.
What'd you wear? Gloves?
Gloves.
Anything else or just that?
Just gloves and like, I had my glasses on, but.
They weren't really safety glasses. You just wear glasses.
Yeah, no.
I still put glasses here, but if they're regular glasses, they're not protective glasses, but that's okay. Okay. Yeah. I wear glasses too. That's why I say that. I get stuff blown in my eyes all the time. So, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you used it residentially. Is this just typically yard line, tree line, fence line, curbs, gutters, things like that?
Yeah, like to kill all the weeds, the unwanted grass and stuff, you know?
Flower beds, sidewalks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use it too. I live in Corona now, in case you know where that is.
Okay. I even used to use it on the cockroaches on the insects outside, you know?
Yeah, that would be Victorville, trust me. Okay.
Anything.
and this took place in California, correct?
Right.
And your exposure was residential, correct? And... Yes. So you were exposed directly through yard work, is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay, all right. And you were exposed directly. Now, did you personally use Roundup?
Yes.
And you were the one that was always present during the application of Roundup? You were like never standing there when someone else was spraying? It was just always you?
Yeah, it was always me.
Perfect.
It was always the hands that have you.
Yeah, I get that too. Now, going back, you told me you probably had about 3 or 4 exposures per month, and you said you were doing it year-round. So think about this for a second. How many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime? And it's real simple. You could take the 30 to 40 times per year and multiply it by the number of years that you told me used Roundup, and that would be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back up. Let's figure that out. You told me you used Roundup. Where did I put that? Maybe you remember.
11 years.
So reasonably speaking, if you used it 30 to 40 times per year, that would put you at approximately 400 times, maybe a little more. Is 400, is that reasonable number for you?
Yeah.
You think it's more than that?
Probably a little bit more, but yeah.
What number do you think?
Let me see. Let me calculate.
Please, take your time. We want to get it right.
Yeah, like 440 times.
Okay. Thank you for calculating that. Now, do you live near a water well?
No.
So you do not get your water from a well, correct?
No.
And have you ever, to your knowledge, been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And to your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
And have you ever been exposed? I know you're not old enough on this one. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Now, I had asked this before. You told me you used kind of whatever is available, the concentrate or the premix, but have you used the concentrate before?
A few times, yeah.
And when you typically would buy Roundup, where would you go to purchase it? Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, where would you go?
Lowe's.
The answer is, that's what I was going to say. It's wherever's closest to your house is usually what everybody says. Now, do you have, and this is okay if you don't, but do you have like an account with Lowe's where you might be able to get any information for purchases or anything like that? And if you don't, just say no.
I don't.
Okay, no worries. And so do you have any receipts in your possession? And it's been a while, so I'd be surprised, but do you?
Not really.
Okay. If you should find any within the next couple of days, let the attorney know, because you will be speaking to the attorney, not on this phone call, but they'll be reaching out to you. Now, do you still have do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Yes.
Okay. Please do not tamper with it or destroy it. Just leave it alone. The attorneys will advise you what to do with it. Okay. Leave it alone. Stop using Roundup. You're not using it anymore, are you?
Nope.
You already told me you were. Okay, good. All right. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No.
No, good job. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And what do you do for work? Who's your employer?
Right now I'm self-employed.
Okay, no worries. Do you work from home?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll put your employer address as your address. Hold on, you already told me that. Let me scroll back up. Don't help me, please, because I want to get it. That's Cedar in Lancaster?
Correct.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Because I'm going to need it again. That's why I wanted to grab it. Okay. Actually, I'm going to scroll down and put that in right there where I'm going to need it, because we know that's your home address too, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me go back up now. Be back caught up here. Okay, and you're the owner of the business, correct?
All right.
Okay. Now, remember, you're the owner of the business, so this is a little bit tricky because you didn't. If you're an owner of business, chances are you wouldn't be able to file disability or workman's comp. So have you lost any work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and can you tell me any of the dates that you know you were unable to work? Like, for example, your diagnosis date and your treatment date. You probably couldn't work then.
Nah. Yeah, it was when I was, I left the 8 days when I was inpatient.
Uh-huh.
So
on the 12th, when you got your diagnosis, you were at the hospital. You didn't work that day.
Yeah.
How many days did you take off at that point?
Like, I think it was 10.
Okay. Perfect. And then you missed days to go back for treatment later?
Yeah. For, I believe for 3 months.
You were off for 3 months?
Yeah.
Was that from 4/12, or when did you go off?
Like, when I was going back to the hospital for my treatment?
Yes. I know, it's kind of, you were getting chemo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll just put 3 months treatment. Chemo treatment. So, did they start the, I think this will make sense. Did they start the chemo like right after they got the diagnosis?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was there a week or, did you, I mean, here's the thing. For me, I wouldn't have gone back to work, but from the diagnosis date, I would have just stayed home until the treatment. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you were off for about 3 months, correct?
Yeah, 3 months, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Yeah, I'm of that age
I
too.
wish.
Have you ever been involved in lawsuits? Any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman compensation claim?
No, never.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a minor offense, of anything other than a minor offense?
No, just traffic tickets.
Yep, those are okay. And can you please tell me your diagnosis and who's your doctor that diagnosed you? And I'll find him on the internet here, so just tell me his name.
The name was Dr. David Burse.
Burss, Burss, or Bruss?
No, it's Berz.
Oh, Burrs, Burrs. Sorry.
Yeah, bird.
David. And where did you get treatment at? Do you remember?
You want the address of the hospital?
Well, was that his office? He's located in Century City, but that's his office. Did you ever go there?
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You did. All right, cool. I got his address. You're fine. And so you did go to his office, did you? And then you also went to the hospital, right?
Yeah.
Which hospital did you go to? You there?
It was the Cedars, Sinai, Sinai,
Cedar
something.
Sinai. I know the hospital. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm still doing some copying and pasting.
Okay.
Okay, and you were at Cedar Sinai. Which location? LA?
Yeah, in LA.
Okay. Oh, there's so many of them. You didn't go to Beverly Hills, right?
No.
Los Angeles. There it
It's the
is.
one on Beverly Drive, I think, or
All right, hold on.
on Beverly Boulevard.
Okay, thank you. There it is. Cedars-Sinai, 8700 Beverly Boulevard, 90048. We got it. Thank you. They have several campuses spread out all over LA. That's why I had to do a little digging, but
Oh.
that's okay. And we've got your doctor, David Burrs, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you already told me that you were treated at the hospital on 4/12 of 2019. Now, was that at the hospital or was that at his office?
At the hospital.
Okay. 219. Thank you. And I don't need you to have them in your possession, but can you confirm to me that your medical records will indicate the cancer, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in that type? It will?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just in a couple of words, how do you think the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I mean, in addition to anxiety and stress, what else?
Yeah, like I was like stay quiet, like more to myself, you know?
Introverted.
Yeah. I like you got me down.
Depression. Do you have a fear of it
Yeah.
resurfacing?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my girl like started having arguments and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's because us macho guys got to be 100% intact, dude. You're not allowed to have anything wrong with you. You know that. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so you did go see him at his office also, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I just wanted to get that address, and I've got it. And he is an oncologist, so I don't need to ask you on that. I'll just pull his info. It's right there. Gotcha. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was trying to make it over here to my house because I was driving and my phone was at 3%. I was like, damn.
Did you make it?
Yeah, I'm home right now.
Good. Okay, good. I could have called you
I
back
took the phone right away.
too. Okay, let's see. We're copying. I keep forgetting Lancaster isn't actually that far from Los Angeles. It's just kind of down the hill.
Yeah, it's like 50 miles up
Right.
Los Angeles more.
Okay, so we know that you were at the hospital on the 12th. Then when you went, and you said you had the 3 months, when you went to the facility, the healthcare facility, when you saw Dr. Burrs over there on Beverly Boulevard, how long after that? Give me a date that you just any one of the dates, preferably the first one that you went and started getting treatment. And I don't think that would have been much longer after the 12th, but the 12th was at the hospital. So did they start the treatments like a few days after that, or what? You tell me. And remember, this is at his location, not at the hospital.
Okay, my treatment day started on the 25th.
Okay, perfect. 425. Thank you.
Yeah, 425.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you gave me your address. And then we do request an emergency con oh, I got to back up. Sorry. You did get chemo and radiation, correct?
Correct.
Did you have any surgery or anything, any stem cell transplant, anything like that?
No.
Good. We request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This is so that we can continue your case. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Raw, this precaution actually prevents disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in instances where we can't get a hold of our clients. So if you could please give me just the first name, the phone number, and just if they're friend, family, or foe. And you said you had a girl. Why don't you give me her name? It's up to you, though.
Okay, my mom's number, is that cool?
Sure. What's your mom's first name?
Rita?
What'd you say? Sorry, you broke up.
Rita is like mine, almost like RITA.
Oh, that's my aunt's name. I heard you now. Okay, sorry. What's her phone number?
It's 714 area code
Yes, sir.
603 0481.
Thank you, sir. And that's your mom.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a Beatles song with Rita in it. I'm sure you've heard it.
Yep.
There you go. Used to say it to my aunt all the time. All right, you're actually done here
Okay.
almost. Have you ever signed documents
Okay.
via DocuSign before?
No.
I'm going to teach you right now. But I do have a little bit of blank space. Is there any additional? And you've been very thorough, so it's okay if you don't. But do you have any additional details or information you'd like to share regarding your case?
No.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second then. Let's take a look at this document. See how it looks. Okay. We've got your subtype. We're good there. We're good there. I'm just making sure there's no blank spaces because it'd get rejected if there was, and we don't want that to happen. You took all this time to answer these questions, right? Okay. I appreciate that too, by the way. And I hope you don't mind. I try to make light of this, but it's really a sad subject. I've been doing this for a long time, and
Yeah.
Big Pharma just needs to really stop with this kind of stuff. They really do. And the only way you're really, it's for me, it's not about money. It's really not. It's the only way you're going to get them to stop poisoning people is to hit them where it counts, and that's in the pocketbook.
Exactly.
I know it. So, and you shouldn't have had to go through it either. You trust when you buy
Yeah.
products, and I'm buying time right here because I'm actually getting your document ready to send. So, okay, there it is, there it is. Now, it's pretty easy. I'm going to walk you through how to do this. So, I'm going to send you a text message right now. It's also going to
Okay.
deposit into your email, and once you are done with this document, a copy of it will be deposited into your email. Still spinning, so give it a second. Now, I just sent you a text message. It's going to say Randall Reese is my real name, not Randy, Randall. So if you see that text message, please click on it. It's going to be DocuSign.
Okay, got it.
Okay, now open up that link. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is to receive information electronically from me. Do you see that?
Yes.
Go ahead and agree, I think you check a box. I don't have it up, but and hit continue or get started or start or whatever it says.
Okay, say yes, right?
Yes. Thank you. Now, what do you see on the screen?
It says DocuSign and it's loading, I think.
Yep, cool. Okay, it's doing its thing.
But my internet's kind of slow, so.
That's all right. I'm going nowhere, dude. I got till 5, all right? We're on the same time zone, so you know where that is. They actually get longer when I get these guys that have 40, 50 acres out there, like in the Midwest and stuff. And they use, man, I'm not kidding you. They use tractors to spray that stuff. It's nasty.
Damn. Do you want to use your device location?
Yeah, go ahead and touch it. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, continue, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. Please hit continue.
Agree. Continue.
Yep. You'll be fine. I can tell already. It is going to ask you at one point to make a signature, and then once you do that, you're going to hit adopt and sign. I don't think you're that far yet, but maybe you are.
Do I press start?
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Hit start. Anything in the yellow, dude, you don't even need to wait for me to tell you. Just touch it. Seriously.
Oh, I got you.
DocuSign is so easy. Once you've done it, the next time somebody – I bought a car on DocuSign before. I mean, it's – you'll see.
Draw your signature, okay.
Yep, draw your signature in the box. Once you've done that, hit adopt and sign.
Does it matter how it looks or not?
No, not at all.
Adopt and sign, right?
Yep, exactly. And then anything in the yellow, you're going to just touch it. It'll implant your signature. But I think on this one, at one point, it's going to ask you for an initial. So you'll have to do the same thing. Put your initials in the box, hit adopt and sign, and then just continue.
Okay. It kind of like doesn't want to write good. Is that cool?
Yeah, as long as you get something in there.
All right.
I'll take a look at it when you're done to make sure it's acceptable. If
it's
not,
like little scribble lines and stuff.
We could do it again if it's unacceptable. We'll be all right. Just do your best. As long as there's a signature or initials in there, I'll take it. But if it's blank, we can't. So, like I said, just do your best. Just do the best you can. And then
finish.
You finish. Hit finish.
Okay, I did.
Now, you don't have. It's going to tell you right now to download a document, an app for DocuSign. You don't need to do that. I have your document back, and as I mentioned, a copy of it does get deposited into your email. Unless you're using DocuSign all the time, I wouldn't bother to download the app. It's a marketing thing. Okay.
All parties have.
Yeah, you're done. I'm looking at your document right now.
Oh, okay, good.
You're good, and your signature's fine. Your initials are fine. That is your signature, right?
Yes.
I'm teasing you. I was on the phone. I know you did. Okay. All right. So you're good on that. Now, let's see what else we got here. You really are just about done. Now, your firm is Pulaski. I'm going to send. They're in the Inland Empire, but they also have an office in Texas. If you look at those forms, their addresses are on it. But what I'm sending you right now is their phone number. They're going to be reaching out to you. I usually say they're going to call within 24 to 40 hours, but man, they've been reaching out really, really fast. So watch for their call as well. They'll leave you a voice message if they don't get a hold of you. If you have any additional questions, you're more than welcome to reach out to me, Mr. Ortiz. Again, it's Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, or you could remember Randall, like my mom called me, but Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups, and Pulaski 84, that's your law firm. You now are officially represented by an attorney. And unless you have any, and don't forget, you can give my name or number to any other neighbors that might want to talk about this. And lastly, if you don't have any questions, I'm done. And unless, you know, you've got something else you want to know.
I'm good.
Okay. So I do want to thank you for your participation. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. But hopefully we can make some sort of amends for you with these guys.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No worries. And don't forget to watch for that call from Pulaski Law Firm, okay?
I won't. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye now.